Folks, I was born on a cotton farm in the state of Tennessee, and there's just a whole lot of things that happened back in them days, and well, that just grew to be a part of me. Oh, I still like the way the country folks talk and the way they go to church, and the way a poor farmer learns to smile even though his heart is hurt. Well, I've seen the times back in them days when we never had enough bread. Folks, I've had to get out and pick straw just so I'd have myself a bed. And there's something on my mind that I'd kind of like to tell, and it's about an old colored man that, why, I grew to know him quite well. I don't remember his last name now, though he was everybody's friend. Folks around the general store of the Ash Shucks, we just always called him Uncle Ben. I used to go fishing with Uncle Ben, and I remember quite well how he'd call me Little Carly and all of the sweet stories he'd tell. One Sunday morning, we started fishing in our usual way, but there's something mighty special happened on that Sabbath day. I remember we walked the road and we climbed the old country hill, and all of a sudden Uncle Ben stopped and he stood there real, real still. And he said, "Say there, Little Carly, what's that I hear? Why, that's some music, boy. The prettiest music I've heard in my 84 years." And we walked a little farther, and Lord have mercy knows, folks, they's having an old colored baptizing right out there in our old fishing hole. And poor Uncle Ben stood there and he looked a real surprised, and with his trembling hands and his old gray head, he looked way out yonder God's big blue sky. And he said, "Dear Lord, a Parson Brown is out there doing his duty. Lord, he's trying to win you a few souls. If it'll be all right with you, Lord, me and Little Carly's gonna find us another fishing hole. Why, you go ahead and use that spot, Lord, and we can fish on around the bend. 'Cause I believe the fishes is gonna taste sweeter after they done swam through where you've been." And the things that old colored man said to the Lord chill my little country soul. Folks, if I live to be 110, I'll never forget the way he said, "Dear Lord, if it'll be all right with you, I just don't believe I'm going to fish out no more.